Blog Talk Radio.
Attention, Army Wives, fall in. You've come to the right place. Army Wife Talk Radio is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind, providing the latest reports, stories, interviews, and more to encourage and empower you on your military spouse journey. For Army Wives, by Army Wives. Now, here are your hosts, the Army Wife Network core team.
Welcome to the show. We're so glad you could join us. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch. You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. This is show number 658, and today is Monday, July 30th, 2018. Tonight we'll be talking with Dr. Julie Kinn. Dr. Kinn is a research psychologist, and she will be talking with us about a new DoD podcast series that promotes better health. You can connect with Dr. Kinn on at DHA Connected Health, or that's on Facebook, or on Twitter at DHA Connected. Also coming up in just a few minutes, our new 6 Lisa will be calling in with your need-to-know news. If you're listening to our show live right now, we invite you to join our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter, comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the 8 of you in core team. Head on over to twitter.com/Army Wife Network and be sure to use the hashtag Army Wife to participate. All the links mentioned in the show tonight will be additionally posted in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by your AWN core team. We are a dedicated group of volunteers who are passionate about empowering you in the military life. Get to know us through our bios on armywifenetwork.com, or you could follow each of us individually on Twitter. Get a behind-the-scenes look into our Army lives, too. We're just like you.
Well, Brittany, super glad we get to host together tonight. I know you were having some technical difficulties just for half a second, of course, right when the show starts. We did fine chatting 15 minutes
right
before,
when the show
but hashtag tech probs. But you're calling from Korea, so hey, A for effort for doing that kind of first thing in the morning. But let's get caught up. I know we hosted a couple weeks ago together, and both of us have just PCS'd to new locations, and like I said, you're in Korea, so tell me what's new in Korea. Anything new you've discovered lately?
So last week, my husband and I went and did something fun. I'm a huge nerd, and so is he. We're big gamers, into computers and video games and things like that. So we went to Seoul, and we visited their electronics district, which is actually not very far from Yongsan base. And in their electronic district, we visited a place called Video Game Alley, which was really cool. It's really hard to find. It's not one store, but a collection of little stores, like in this little underground strip, you know, off the sidewalk somewhere. And the stores are jam-packed with, like, really rare video games and systems and just electronics, figures, toys, and oddities. And a lot of it is also from, like, Japan and Korea and strange imports. And that was just absolutely awesome for us to see.
That's so cool. Did you guys purchase anything, or was it mostly just doing recon and looking around?
Well, it ended up being recon because by the time we actually found this place, which is kind of hidden, and there's no real good way, you know, there's no real good directions on how to get there. By the time we found the place, it was already, you know, getting later in the evening, and some of these stores were starting to close. So we just had a chance to look around, and, well, we did buy one thing, like hilarious bootleg video game system. that has just like, you know, one of those systems that have like 600 games in one kind of thing.
Oh, nice. I'm sure that is a lot of fun entertainment. I haven't been to Korea, but I've been to China, and I know that a few of those stores, it's just awesome and overwhelming all at once. You're just like, all the things. And my issue was like, obviously, if I buy anything, I have to figure out how to get it back home. And last I checked, you know, this was, of course, after 9/11, because I was I a senior in college? Yeah, it was right after I graduated and became a big kid, what I like to call it. And I was like, can't buy a sword because can't carry that on the plane, and it's not going to fit in my suitcase. So good news, did not buy a sword in China. For some reason, I thought that would have been a good idea, but I'm glad I bypassed that decision.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit hard to get through security with a sword on you.
Yeah, I was already worried about all that shenanigans, so I wanted to try not to get in too much trouble. I try to behave myself in airports. Ain't nobody got time for that, for sure.
Ain't nobody got time for that. What's going on in your life since the last time we chatted?
We're continuing. I mean, we're mostly settled into El Paso at Fort Bliss. We're loving it. And we just had our first official out-of-town guests here. My mother-in-law came down for like 8 days, I think, and my father-in-law came down, and my brother-in-law came down because way back when we first were getting ready to move, my mother-in-law is awesome. So for all of you listeners who are like, oh, poor, poor wretch mother-in-law, no, that's not the thing. My mother-in-law and I are best friends. She is fantastic. We are besties, and I'm super grateful for that. So it's always a blessing, and she grandma's hard when she gets here, just loving on the kids. And my husband and I went on like 3 date nights in a row. Granted, one of those nights was mandatory senior leader army fun or whatever, but I was like, hey, we're together, and I'm going to the bathroom by myself and eating food with 2 hands. This is a great day. So we had a lot of fun, and so my mother-in-law was planning on coming down, and then Brandon's brother, my husband's brother, is also in the military. He's in the Air Force stationed in Germany, and he was stateside for a training at the same time, and he was like, hey, I'll take some extra leave and come see the family, obviously. But one parent was in South Dakota. His dad was in South Dakota. Mother was here in Texas with us. And he was like, well, what do you want me to do? And he's like, I'll just come to Texas and see my brother and my mom and the kids. And I told my husband, I was like, $5 says your dad comes to visit too. So all three of them got to meet up here. All three of them left at different times. But the Knobloch family was together mostly, and it happens only once every couple, 3 years, just with the guys' Air Force and Army schedule. So it was a lot of fun, and now Grandma left yesterday, actually this morning super early, so now it's back to the grind, or at least like getting back in the routine, and bless my sweet kindergartner. I feel like I need to find like a post-grandma vacation rehab facility or something, because holy cow, the boundaries, it was just super emotional. What do you mean I have to brush my hair and wash my face and change my dress that I've worn for 2.5 days and get my shoes on? I was like, these are just general things that are accepted in society to go to school. Please stop crying. Like, it was quite the thing, but we had such a good time, and we're super glad that they got to come visit. We had a good time, but
awesome.
I don't want to dominate the conversation, so let's change gears just a skosh and find out what's going on at Army Wife Network this week. Hot on our blog this week is a story by our experienced Jolene McNutt. She shares about how she is in a season of feeling stuck, but the good news in her blog is we don't have to stay stuck. Jolene gives us 10 ways to break free from that stuck season, some ideas of which include praying and meditating, getting out of the house, tapping into outside resources, serving, reading, playing, and much more. You can read the rest of Jolene's story by heading over to our blog at awnarmywifenetwork.com. and look for her post, Feeling Stuck and 10 Ways to Break Free. So, Brittany, what do you do when you feel a little bit stuck in this Army wife life? Or have you felt stuck lately? Because you're still kind of a new wife, coming up on your first anniversary in a few months,
yeah.
I think.
Let's see. Well, our first wedding anniversary happened this July. Our first, like, military anniversary is going to come up this fall.
gotcha. See, I was...
Basically,
is October when you guys got in the military? Is that what I'm... Am I making that up? Is that mine, September, October? Or am I just making that up?
Yeah, it was, like, at the very end of September, he went to basic.
Okay.
So...
Okay,
yes.
So you've already gotten...
somewhere
you've got
around
your
there.
First year under your belt, right?
Almost.
Okay, cool. So what have you felt stuck at all this almost first year?
Well, like I said in a previous podcast, here in Korea, they train a lot. They're in the field a lot. You know, everyone's working really long hours. So you just have to be comfortable. And I learned this really quick. You have to just be comfortable with exploring Korea by yourself.
Mm.
Like, that's what it comes down to. You're either going to be stuck in your house all day, or you're just going to go out there and explore. Because, what, that's the only choice you have. Like, you're lucky.
Right.
You know, your husband isn't sleeping all weekend long anyways. Like, he's tired. So,
mm-hmm.
basically, what I started doing is... I got one of those, like, daily planner notebooks, and I go
mm-hmm.
online, and I basically write down events that are happening either, you know, post or, you know, there's, you know, different groups and meetups that happen throughout the week, or sometimes the city of Pyeongtaek will, like, sponsor a free event for military families, like, to go visit some, like, cultural site
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And there's, like, you know, other, since we're not that far from Seoul, there's, you know, groups that, you know, meet up to do fun things around Korea. So basically, I just write down everything I find that seems interesting in this notebook. So if there's all, you know, if there's ever a time where I'm at home alone, or I know I'm going to have a couple of days coming up with nothing to do, I just check the notebook. You know, is there a cool group I can meet up with? Oh, hey, there's this little cute honeybee cafe I've never been to. Maybe I'll go to that today. Or, okay,
aww.
There's going to be this event I'll post later this evening. I'll just go to that. So it's just, I try to keep myself busy, and I try to keep myself with, like, a backup. Just I find myself at home and there's nothing to do. So that's kind of how I've been dealing with it.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. That's good advice. I kind of do the same thing. I have, like, I have a bucket list for El Paso right now, and I just have a general life bucket list, and when I do get feeling stuck, whether it's no spouse or just mom time or whatever, like, I'll go ahead and look at that, and it also gets me motivated to maybe, like, do something random, because my bucket list stuff is a little bit random. Like, it's, you know, yeah, there's some big things on there, like write a book or climb a mountain or whatever. But there's also some little silly things that I could be like, I can totally do that today. Like, make something out of pottery. You know, like, I have yet to do that. And there's, like, a pottery workshop this weekend here at Fort Bliss. And I was like, there you go. I do that. And then I also have, like, a gratitude list, which is really helpful for keeping me from kind of getting sucks down into the stuck, if that makes sense, because it's just easy to be like, this is really hard right now and not a whole lot of fun and ooh, you know, and so I'll go ahead and look at my gratitude list that I've had going for 6 or 7, oh my goodness, November will be 7 years, and I just broke 14,000 things on this list, so yeah.
Oh my goodness.
It keeps me unstuck.
That's a lot of gratitude.
I'm a list maker. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm a list maker. I don't know if that doesn't solidify my nerdiness anything well. So, anyways, enough about me being a nerd. What else is going on at AWN this week, Brittany?
Well, this week we recognize a specific day on our social media sites. July 21st was National Junk Food Day, and we asked our followers to share with us their favorite junk food. So if you haven't posted, head over to our Facebook, our Twitter, or our Instagram page and share your favorite junk food with us. So, Sharita, what's your favorite junk food?
Oh, that's a loaded question because I'm still doing this diet fitness shenanigan. I'm on month 10 of this and finally in the home stretch, I think. I don't know. Right now,
let's pretend, delicious. Let's pretend it's like cheat day. You have one cheat day to eat all the junk you want. What are you eating?
Oh, I'm so glad my fitness coach isn't listening. Right now, I really want cheese because there's not a whole lot of cheese involved. Chocolate is my jam. Diet Dr. Pepper. Oh, my gosh. Vanilla, here it is. Vanilla Diet Dr. Pepper from Sonic, like a large. That stuff is just not good for me, but I love it, and it's delicious. Fortunately, it's diet, so I'm sure it'll, like, make me grow a third eye someday, but it's delicious. That's totally my junk food jam. What about you? What's your junk food go-to?
Okay, well, my go-to, I mean, it's not the worst junk food in the world, but just I love me some popcorn or kettle corn, like freshly popped, still warm, still sizzling. That's kind of my go-to. But
I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah, I've randomly discovered two things that I really like, and I try not to buy whenever I see them, but there's like a 7-Eleven every 500 feet in Korea.
Nice.
And so they have these little chocolate, I don't know, they're like little round chocolatey bite things, and, you know, it's like the chocolate is like smooth and cold on the outside, and it's like almost fluffy like a donut on the inside. It's almost like little donut crunch things. And they sell them at the 7-Eleven here. And then
I want to move to Korea just for that. We're going to PCS to Korea just for the donut, smooth, chocolate, cool snacks.
They're everywhere. And then I also found these, like, chocolate snack cakes, but they're watermelon flavored.
What? That's crazy.
Yummy watermelon. I don't know if you've ever had them. I don't know, this gum was around, I don't know, in the early 90s called Bubble Yum. And
yes.
My favorite gum, and I love the watermelon flavor, and these snack cakes taste
just they had
like the watermelon Bubble Yum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Bubble Yum had like, it was pink and it had like the green swirls in it, and it was like that big rectangle, right? Is that what you're talking about? That was Bubble Yum, wasn't it? Or Bubblicious Bubble Yum, I think. Oh, that was so good.
So, like,
poor thought. You have my full blessing.
Exactly like the gum. It's crazy.
That is amazing. Well, you have my full blessing. Not that you need it, but you have my full blessing to eat one of those sometime in the near future and then tell me all about it. Maybe take a picture of yourself and email it to me. So, all right. Let's stop talking about junk food because I'm getting hungry and we still have to do the show and I'll have to have a snack later. All right. So, a quick reminder that links to everything we've talked about tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed and in the comment section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. It's now time for a short commercial break. Up next is our new Six Lisa, bringing us your need-to-know news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Bryan Cranston for the Will Rogers Institute.
There are lots of things in life that can take your breath away. Your first love, seeing the world. But life isn't the only thing that can take your breath away. Asthma is responsible for more sick days and ER visits than any other condition.
For your free booklet, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
There are many good reasons to be left breathless. Help make sure asthma isn't one of them.
The Will Rogers Institute, since 1936.
Our life, our family, our soldier. News you can use. Now with our headlines, it's time for your Army Wife Talk Radio Live News 6 report.
Welcome back, listeners. We have our News 6 Lisa on the line bringing us your need-to-know news. Hey, Lisa, what have you got for us this week?
Hi there, ladies. I've got a fun story for you this week. According to an article on Army.mil, recovering four-legged warriors are getting enhanced rehabilitation therapy thanks to the new sports medicine rehabilitation facility at the Lieutenant Colonel Daniel E. Holland Military Working Dog Hospital on Joint Base San Antonio Lackland.
Well, that sounds awesome, Lisa. Can you tell us more about the new Military Working Dog Hospital?
Of course. Officials cut the ribbon to the new facility, as well as new hospital recovery kennels, during a ceremony at the hospital on Thursday morning. The new facility provides flooring and lighting more suited to protect post-operative patients and minimize their stress. The canine patients have a new quiet room where manual therapy is completed. A larger exercise area allows for the placement of equipment in various ways to customize exercise programs and challenge levels specific to each patient. The facility also includes an aquatic therapy room with a jetted pool and two underwater treadmills.
That is so cool. That sounds nicer than most gyms I've ever been to. So Lisa,
that was my thought.
Right? That's so cool, and what a great purpose. So tell us how the veterinary staff and the patients interact, because I would love to work there.
Well, the design upgrades to the Holland Military Working Dog Hospital provide improved access to military working dog patients directly from the hospital. The kennel expansion has an additional 22 runs. These allow veterinary staff to have better oversight of hospitalized rehabilitation and surgical patients.
How much does the Holland Military Working Dog Hospital think the facility will help all these canines?
Well, according to Brigadier General Eric Toring, all of these improvements are a significant step in improving care for these working animals and getting them back to duty as quickly as possible. Doing so enhances readiness and allows these working dogs to get back to what they do every day, and that is save lives. While the facility and equipment on hand is vital for the treatment and rehabilitation of the animals, Toring shared the most important part of the facility is the people who tirelessly work every day to make this facility so special. They contribute to readiness every day for the DOD, and I'm proud of each one of them for their contributions to Army Veterinary Services.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for bringing us this incredible and encouraging, empowering story. So, listeners, please stay tuned. After this short break, we will be talking with Dr. Julie Kinn, joining us to discuss a new DOD educational podcast series that promotes better health. We will be right back.
Hey there. I'm Crystal Niehoff, owner of Army Wife Network. Army Wife Talk Radio is the longest-running podcast of its kind since 2005, and we're now in our 13th year with over 60,000 listens per month. We're proudly a talk show, not a rehearsed or edited podcast, and powered entirely by volunteers who are just like you, sharing our military spouse journeys with you because we're all in this together. AWTR strives to provide an interactive experience with relevant information and exciting guests, so you come away from each episode informed, encouraged, and empowered. Army Wife Network truly is your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Thanks for listening.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Visit VetTix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sherita Knobloch.
And I'm your co-host, Brittany O'Keefe. Joining us tonight is research psychologist, Dr. Julie Kim. Dr. Kim is a psychologist with the Department of Defense, Defense Health Agency, DHA. She oversees several technology programs for the military community and started the Military Health Podcast Program. Julie produces and hosts three DoD podcasts, A Better Night's Sleep, The Military Meditation Coach, and Next Generation Behavioral Health.
Julie has provided oversight and subject matter expertise to mobile apps, websites, and other technology. She is currently helps direct the DHA Usability Lab. She has published over a dozen peer-reviewed articles and other writing on the use of technology for preventing suicide and promoting mental health. In her spare time, Julie makes comedy podcasts, bakes bread, and runs around with her kids.
Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you so much, Brittany. Hi, Sherita. I'm so glad to be with you all tonight.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. So where are you calling from this evening?
Well, I work out of Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and I live in Olympia, Washington. So I'm calling you from deep in the woods in Washington State. Probably one of the only places where
so
it's actually
beautiful.
Not too hot.
That area is so beautiful. I spent some time working on farms up there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we've been loving it.
So I'm trying to weasel my way back into that area someday. So,
well, I hope you come back and let us know when you're here.
Sorry, there's a little bit of a delay on my line, so pardon me if I'm, like, interrupting you or something. Okay, so the DHA is within the Department of Defense. So can you explain a little bit more of what the DHA actually is within the Department of Defense?
Sure thing. I know it's so tricky, right? As soon as we learn all the acronyms, then, of course, we have to introduce new acronyms. So the DHA is pretty much the business end of the military health system. It's basically directs what all the doctors are going to do and the different ways that we're delivering health. And one of the really neat things about the DHA is that we're always looking for innovative ways to help address health issues for the military community. So the Defense Health Agency, it combines mm-hmm. experts from all the different services and just groups everyone together and says, instead of just providing tools for Army and tools for Air Force and tools for Marine Corps and Navy, let's figure out together what's going to work for all military families, for all of our service members and our reservists, and then make things for veterans as well. And so the result is that with the Defense Health Agency, we get to have a much, much better products, and that's part of what my group does at DHA Connected Health is that we're always looking at new technology. So every time a new technology comes out, we say, okay, how can we use this within the DHA to help our service members, to help their families, to help veterans, or to make their providers better able to deliver care?
Well, I think we lost Brittany for a second. So,
oh, no.
Julie, yes. know, hashtag Korea Probs. So, Julie, continue to tell us, why is the DHA producing podcasts?
Sure. Well, so Sharita, I'm talking to the perfect person about this because obviously you've been making podcasts. You have a very successful one here. It's terrific because you can reach folks all around the world,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't take a lot of effort for your listeners, right? So your
right.
listeners, I'm sure some of them are streaming, some download this and are going to listen on their commute or after a baby's asleep or while cleaning. I
yep.
know that's when I'm always listening to podcasts or working out when we get a chance.
I was going to say, working out is definitely my time to listen to podcasts like
is
this
it?
For sure. Yep.
Yeah, podcasts are your friends for when your hands are busy, right? You've
mm-hmm.
got your ears ready, but and you need to be distracted because whatever it is kind of boring, maybe. But it's such a good way to get information out there. And in the Defense Health Agency, we have brilliant experts, right? We have some of the leading experts on sleep, for example, work in the Defense Health Agency. And I really wanted to figure out a way to get some of that knowledge that they've got and be able to deliver it easily to more beneficiaries. So that's why we started with A Better Night's Sleep, the A Better Night's Sleep podcast, basically just me interviewing some of these amazing sleep experts that we've got here in the military health system, just about some of the basics of sleep, basics of insomnia. And then in season two, we're answering listener questions, talking about kids' sleep, sleep apnea, nightmares, those kinds of things. And it just makes it so much easier. Another way to get the information out there. We just want to make it easier. Of course, podcasts are like mobile apps and like blogs. They're not perfect for 100% of people, but for people who love podcasts, it's a great way to reach them.
Well, and also, just like you said at the very beginning, the military spouse community, that's one reason I think you guys are doing what you're doing and we're doing what we're doing is because it can apply to every zip code and every time zone.
Yes.
You know, like instead of like a quote normal radio show or even a television show, we haven't had cable since we were at Fort Benning, which was like 7 years ago. So everybody's like, are you watching Dancing with the Stars? I'm like, no, I don't have cable. I don't have Hulu. Sorry. But like podcasts literally can be in your pocket. And I think that's such a great strategy to reach the MilSpouse community who is unbelievably transient and mobile. So we know why the podcast, why specifically health podcasts? Because it seems like there are so many health podcasts already out there. So why did you guys choose, why are these different?
Sure. Well, frankly, these started as an experiment. I wanted to try three very different kinds of podcasts to see which ones would get listeners. Because I don't want to be spending taxpayer money on something that nobody wants, right? So I started out small, first with A Better Night's Sleep podcast, which is just about sleep. And it's really aimed at beneficiaries, but also spouses, service members, veterans, but civilians too can listen to it. There's nothing that's strictly just for military in it. The next one is called The Military Meditation Coach. And this one doesn't have a lot of advice. All it is mostly is every week we give a different kind of meditation or relaxation. And we have a huge array of experts, mostly in the Department of the Navy, who specialize in this. And so every week you can tune in and try a different kind of meditation and see what works for you. So instead of being an interview, it really is just, here is the tool, go do this thing. And then the third podcast we tried is called Next Generation Behavioral Health. And that's when we made mostly for care teams and providers, doctors, psychologists, and nurses.
Mm.
And it's teaching them how to use technology. For example, there's lots of great mobile apps out there, a lot of them that my team made, and we want to make it easier for the docs to learn, how do you actually use these apps to help people? What's the safest way? How do you do social media? Those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to try just these three very different kinds and see really what sticks to the wall and what people like. And so far, the one that's been the most popular, far and away, has been A Better Night's Sleep, which tells me, okay, our beneficiaries, they want something that's going to help them right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so something directed towards something very specific. And, of course,
right. Sleep
is such a universal issue.
Oh, yeah, that I get it, especially with the crazy training schedules and the moves and
oh
the kids
gosh, yeah.
sleeping in the hotel or the solo parenting kind of thing. Yeah, sleep is something I think we pray for and we seek better ways to make that happen for us.
Absolutely.
So we mentioned this briefly already. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, you made a good point that we started with health and that we probably will expand now that we're learning how to do this. And, you know, I want to make this capability so that we can get a whole bunch more podcasts out there. And specifically, we'd love to be able to get more resources out there for military families, for pain management, for suicide prevention. You know, there's so many different areas. And that's where your mm-hmm. listeners can be really helpful. If there's something that your listeners say, hey, if you're going to make a podcast, here's what we need. Please let us know because we just want to serve y'all.
Gotcha. Well, we mentioned this kind of at the beginning of our conversation when you were chatting with Brittany. You know, I mean, military spouses are no exception and the beneficiaries here, but, you know, often we are really busy. We got a lot on our plate, whether our spouse is deployed or the kids are going to school or we're trying to work or go back to school and that kind of stuff for ourselves. So we can be busy. How long are these podcasts and how do you recommend people fit them into their lives in a regular, normal, daily basis?
Sure. Well, because our military families are busy, we tried to make them very short. The technology podcast, the one that's called Next Generation Behavioral Health, we limit ourselves to 10 minutes. We never go over that, especially because we know that our docs have very little time and a lot
right.
of people who aren't care providers are interested in it too. But they could do that between patients or just on their commute. So 10 minutes, that's it. A better night's sleep is usually about 10 to 15 minutes. So again, we're talking really short. Once in a while, we'll hit a special topic and it'll go a little bit over. But again, it's brief. And then the meditations vary. Our shortest one is 5 minutes long. Our longest one is 45 minutes. But there, we really want to give a huge range, you know, different kinds of speakers, different speed so people can try out what they want. But of course, you don't need to listen to them in order. Someone who just has 10 minutes can flip through and pick one that makes sense to them. You know, with all these health issues, it's all about finding where it is in your priority, right? It's so difficult to make the time to make any kind of health change. And if we say, well, I'll just get to this when I have time, a lot of times it's not going to happen, right? So
right.
If you're interested in improving your sleep and you want to listen to a better night's sleep and start with some of the basics of getting better sleep and then going into some of the more specific disorders, if I were your therapist or a friend, I would recommend, hey, put some time on your schedule when you know you're going to have time to do this. Maybe it's on your commute. That's fine. But tell yourself you're going to do it this day and just put your toe in the water. If you don't like it, turn it off and try something else. But with any kind of health change, it's always kind of scary taking that first step. I think the one that's probably hardest for people to jump into is meditation. If you've never meditated
yep.
before, it can be pretty off-putting. We have a couple in there that are specifically for beginners. And so flipping through those, listening to the very first episode where we hear from this fantastic expert, Commander Milligan, who leads Naval Center for Combat and Operational Stress Control. He explains that meditating is just fitness for your mind and that the more you do it, the easier it gets, just like lifting weights. And I loved hearing him talk about it. It was really motivating. I'm a pretty high-strung person. I'm not very relaxed, meditative.
Solidarity, sister, right there with you. Oh,
yeah. So that was really motivating to me to really give it a shot and try it. So, you know, that's the one that I think it can be tricky, but making the time, making it a priority. The thing about sleep is I like to recommend pick a month when you're not going to be on vacation, when you're not going to have a big thing going on in your life, no weddings, no major big events, not
right.
Christmas month, and then say that's going to be my month of sleep where my number one priority is going to be sleep. My whole day is going to be revolving around getting a good sleep at that night. And, you know, try out different things. And just for that 1 month, you're not making a lifelong change here. Just try it for that 1 month. And I think these podcasts can be a good way to get you started.
Absolutely. And I think you're so right in making that time. And I found when I want to make health changes or just try something new, I find ways to like fold it into my routine. You know, it might require like some shifting one way or the other, but you know, I listen to a specific podcast when I run every day,
right.
And that's just what I do. Or when I drive the kids to school or when I'm cooking supper, you know, that's what I do. And if I miss a day, I'm like, something was off. I was like, oh yeah, because I forgot to push play or, you know, something like that. So I find like holding it into my everyday that this is just kind of part of my routine. And then also such a great tip of focusing on sleep for a month. I know that, what year was it? Was it 2015? I think my one word, I usually pick a one word for the year, and my one word was rest. And yes, I focused on that word for the year because I also, ridiculously high strung, wound for sound a lot, and I've come a long way. But that year for me was focusing on rest instead of being so frenetic about all the things. So I love that suggestion, and that would be such a great thing for our listeners to start doing, like at the beginning of a deployment, you know, start listening
to these
podcasts, like something that's going to pour into us and fill up our bucket. So you've mentioned it a little bit, but tell us just a little bit more. You said your most popular one, I think, was A Better Night's Sleep, right? Is that what you said is your most popular podcast?
Yeah, it is. You know, the first season, we started off with one expert named Dr. John Olin. He's over at Carson. He's a Harvard-trained expert. He's probably the smartest guy I've ever talked to. It's amazing, every conversation with him. I leave and I feel like my IQ is a few points higher just getting to talk to him. And he really just starts us off with, what is sleep? How does it work? You know, some of it might not appeal to everybody, but we label the episode so you know what you're getting into before you listen. But we started getting questions from listeners, and so we decided to change the format a little bit. In season two, that's going to start in 2 days, actually. Starting with additional experts. We're going to talk about allergies, kids sleep, and then almost all the episodes are going to be responses to questions from our listeners. And the listeners have sent in some really funny questions, some very touching ones, and some that I just think are so universal that a lot of people will relate to, like getting your CPAP mask to fit, right? Something like that that you don't really think about unless you or your partner has sleep apnea, those kinds of questions.
Right.
So it's neat. I love it that I selfishly get to throw in a few of my questions here and there and get, you know, this Harvard-trained sleep expert to answer them. But I've been really excited to hear their answers. So in addition to Dr. John Olin, we have a couple colonels from Walter Reed, and then they've really enjoyed being so Colonel Brian Robertson and Colonel Colin are both going to be on the podcast over the next couple of months. They've enjoyed it, and so they're inviting on more people. We're going to have one on pain management. And so other more interesting topics down the road. I don't know if we're going to run out of topics or not, because it seems like every time we do an episode, it gives us ideas for a few more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like Army Wife Talk Radio. This is show number 658, and you would think after 13 years we'd run out of stuff to talk about, but we're still going, so... Speaking of still going, we're going to hop to a super quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the other two podcasts, the Behavioral Health one and also the Military Meditation Coach. So listeners, if you're listening to our show live right now, we'd love for you to join us in our show discussion currently taking place over on Twitter. Comment on the show, ask questions of our guests, or just hang out and chat with the AWN Core team. You can head on over to twitter.com/ArmyWife Network and be sure to use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate. All the links mentioned in the show tonight will be posted in our Twitter feed as well as in the comments section below this podcast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Understanding the basic allowance for housing. This is a Money Minute from In Charge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. If you are a service member and you or dependents of yours live in civilian communities, you are entitled to a basic housing allowance. This BAH is a non-taxable allowance, which is intended to reduce the cost of living for active duty military personnel living outside of government housing. The amount you are entitled to depends mostly on three factors: duty location, rank, and whether the service member has any dependents. The BAH has increased an average of 6.9% to combat rising rental costs. The allowance you receive will be based off of the cost of living for housing within your duty station zip code. If you have dependents, your BAH will change to reflect your increased housing costs. For more information on your BAH, point your browser to www.military.com/benefits. This Money Minute is made possible by InCharge Debt Solutions. Visit us online at www.incharge.org.
Expand your military spouse information arsenal. ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers military family news and resources, experience and expert blogs, active social media, and much, much more. Visit ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with research psychologist Dr. Julie Kinn, who's sharing with us about the DoD's Military Health Podcast program. So I have a question for you about military meditation coach, because every single night before my husband goes to sleep, he puts in earbuds and he listens to a guided meditation. And he does this religiously. He's done this for as long as I've known him. And it's the exact same guided meditation every single night. So I'm wondering about your podcast. Is that something that listeners with no experience can use? And is it more informational about meditation? Or are these like actual guided meditations you could listen to throughout the day or when you go to sleep? I'm really curious about that.
Yeah, it's such a good question. It's definitely more the latter. It's the actual meditation exercises. But we've tried a few different things. You know, first we just started putting those exercises out there. And then we tested it out and got some feedback and realized, okay, maybe we should give some instructions too. So, you know, the first few episodes are just, here's your meditation. Okay, see you later. Not quite that abrupt. But then after that, we started giving more instructions on how to get your room set up. And with the assumption that some people have never meditated before. We love getting feedback from the listeners. We've heard from a lot of listeners saying, hey, you have this nice music at the end, but I want to do this to get to sleep, so please don't play music. So we took the music out. You know, we're always tweaking it, trying to make it better and better, which is, again, why I would love to hear from your listeners about what they think if they try it out and kick the tires. But what we are expecting will happen is that some people will go through the podcast, try a few different episodes, and then do what your husband did and find one that they just love and say, okay, you know what? I'm not going to use this as a podcast. I'm just going to keep this one file. I'll just keep listening to the same episode over and over. Whereas others will probably want to try out different kinds. When we were making this, I listened to, I don't know, maybe 30 different meditation podcasts, because I wanted to see what else is out there, what's been successful so far. There are some amazing ones out there. But what I did find was even the ones that are very successful is that it's the same voice, it's the same tone, the same kind of speaker. And we know that it's not a one-size-fits-all. You're going to relate in different ways. Some people want a male voice, some want a female. Some don't care about that, but they don't want any imagery of beaches. Beaches are really common in meditations for some reason, but for some folks, they'll say, oh, I just hate being on the beach. It makes me feel hot and yucky. Not everyone uses the word yucky. My edit there. And so that's not relaxing for me. You know, I need a walk in the wood. You know, everybody's so different. So what we like about having a huge variety is that it really does open the door. If you have just this one idea of what is meditation, and then you listen to a few different ones, you can realize, okay, this can be a lot of different things. Just like music doesn't mean one very specific thing. Music can mean so many different things. And we're also interested in finding new experts. We have a Buddhist monk who's going to be making us some soon. We have a nurse who's going to be helping us out. If your listeners have ideas, if they say, you know, the kind I really love is loving kindness meditation. That's a very specific kind that right now we're recording and getting ready to put out for the next season. You know, let us know because we want to try out lots of kinds.
Well, that's really awesome to hear because, like you said, one meditation works for someone and it doesn't work for someone else. Like my husband has had me listen to one of his meditation, I don't know what you call it, voiceovers, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy telling you, you know, to like envision colors and things like that. And I'm listening to it and I'm like, how do you sleep to this? Like there's way too much talking. So I'm glad that you're going to have a wide variety of different meditation types and techniques because, you know, it works different for everybody. And once you find one that does work for you, then you definitely want to stick with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Frankly, I don't know what the research says about meditation, whether it's good to just stick with one for your whole life or whether it's like exercise. And, you know, after 6 months, it's good to a little bit and try something new. My guess is that, you know, if Commander Milligan was on the phone, he would say, look, as long as you're doing something that puts you in a relaxed state, that's great. Don't overthink it. But, you know, I'm the kind of person who I just like variety. But I really admire your husband. That's great that he can find something that works so well.
And I'm being serious. I mean, I've known him, I've known my husband, you know, like 8 years now, and he's been listening to that same meditation every night for at least 8 years. I'm not kidding you.
Look, he's good at commitment. That's a good sign for a husband. That's great.
So you have your other podcast called The Next Generation Behavioral Health, and that's a technology podcast. And when I hear The Next Generation, I'm thinking Star Trek and like technology and space. So I want to know, is that podcast like really techie? Is that like a super techie, nerdy podcast? And like what kind of topics are on?
Okay, well, it's very nerdy, yes, but it's not super techie. Really what we try to do in that show is break down the technology to make it a lot easier. That one is aimed at providers and care teams, but others can listen to it too and get a lot from it. For example, one of our most recent episodes was about depression and some of the good mobile apps out there that we've made to help with depression and other tools. And we only review things that have good evidence behind them and are made within the United States and are very safe and secure. So some people are a little gun-shy about using health apps, and some providers are a little nervous to recommend them to their patients because they're not sure, well, what do I tell my patient about their data? Or is this ethical? Am I allowed to use this? So we break all that down, tell them exactly what they need to worry about legally, ethically. Some providers don't know much about Facebook and Twitter, and they're unsure of how to deal with social media. So we break that down very, very specifically. We've got episodes about PTSD. We've got one coming up about sleep and nightmares. You know, just very specific. Okay, if you have a patient or a loved one who is experiencing this issue or just some post-traumatic stress and you want to figure out what are the good apps and websites that I can depend on that I know are actually trustworthy? It's not just some guy in his basement making this app. This is an app that was made with experts in the Defense Health Agency or in the VA. Then we list those out, and in the show notes, we give references. Sometimes we do get a little extra nerdy, and we'll talk about research. Sometimes we'll get to interview other experts in the field who are doing neat things. We talked to some folks in the VA in season 2. That's also going to start in mid-August. We talked to innovators. We'd like to talk to psychologists who've worked in deployed settings, talking about how to best use technology in those settings. So it really is just trying to make it a lot easier to use technology so that folks don't think of it as Star Trek-y. I guess the name, probably we could have picked something better. But the idea is just make it real achievable so that our providers are able to use the tech, because we know that everyone has a mobile phone on them. I mean, I'm guessing most of your listeners woke up this morning to the sound of their mobile phone alarm, right? We all sleep with them within arm's length. It's the first thing we touch in the morning. The last thing we touch at night is our phone or our mobile device. So it's just this great opportunity. Just like many of us are tracking our steps or how much we're weightlifting, we want to make it easier to track your moods and track your pain scale, things like that. Just making it a more normal thing to do, to think about your mental health using apps. And we want to make it easier for providers to understand how to help their patients do that.
Well, I have to say I'm convinced, and I might hypothetically be subscribing and downloading these to my phone as we speak. Hypothetically, completely. So, speaking of mobile apps, you also, you know, you're talking about mobility. Your group also has produced mobile apps specifically that support psychological health. So can you tell us about some of your more popular apps so I can also go to the app store and put those on my iPhone?
Sure. Yeah, we've made some amazing mobile apps. The one that's the most popular, it's been downloaded more than 2 million times. It's going to sound a little silly. It's just called Breathe to Relax. It teaches you how to breathe. All one word, just breathe, the number two, relax. And what it is a diaphragmatic breathing trainer. It just teaches that deep belly breathing. And it takes you through nice music and has this visualization showing you when to inhale and exhale and helps you rate your stress level before and after. And even though that's pretty easy once you learn how to do it, it's just this amazing skill that after you use the app a few times, you've got it for the rest of your life. And it can help whether you're in a deployed setting or just in a traffic jam to just instantly bring down your stress level, which is helpful in so many ways. So that's
what was that called
again?
One
of the most popular apps. Breathe to Relax.
Breathe to relax. Number two or the word two?
That's right. Yep. No.
All right.
It's the number
breathe.
Two. Just all one word. Breathe, the number right. two, relax. Yeah. And so that one, yep. So, yeah, feel free to download them now. And anyone can download these for free, whether you're military or civilian, just right from the Android Google Play Store or at the iPhone App Store. They're available for anybody. And because they're made by the government, you know they're safe. You know, we don't collect any data. They're totally locked down. And, of course, everything's free. You know, the other one I wanted to mention, if we've got time, is called Virtual Hope Box. That's three words, Virtual Hope Box. And this is one we made to help increase someone's mood, just to make them feel better in the moment, especially if they're in a crisis situation. It's an app that you can set up just at the touch of a button to show you some of your favorite pictures, play you your favorite music, link you to your favorite panda videos on YouTube, show you inspiring quotes and things. It even has little distracting games like Sudoku and Mahjong. And it's so that let's say you're in the middle of an argument, or you're in the middle of a difficult situation at work, or you're feeling really bad about yourself, you've got this in your pocket, this one-stop access to things that are immediately going to make you feel better. And so that's what we made it for, and it's useful for that. We've done tests on it at Portland VA and a couple other places. But what we've also found is people are using Virtual Hope Box to help them get to sleep at night, because it just kind of stops your brain from going into overdrive, you know, with that anxiety. And it's even been helpful with a lot of teenagers. We hear from teens and their parents saying they've been liking it too, because it's just a colorful app that looks like a game. You know, it doesn't look like homework from your doc. It's just a colorful way to have your pictures and music and panda videos all in one place. So that one's a Virtual Hope Box, and that's probably my favorite of all of them. I love that when I'm on an airplane. That's the one I go to.
Oh, fun. Oh, I'm so excited. This is why I love Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm so biased, but I feel like we get a first-hand dibs, like, info track to all this really cool stuff. 'Cause, Oh, thank you for sharing that, because I'm totally getting it. But if our listeners are hypothetically like me and interested, where can they go ahead and find more information about all the things we've been talking about tonight?
Well, our website is health.mil. That's health.mil. All the podcasts are on health.mil/podcast. And for the app, just go to health.mil and put apps in the search bar. But, of course, you could get Breathe to Relax or Virtual Hope Box directly off of Google Play or the App Store on iPhone. But we've got about 20 mobile apps for a whole lot of different areas. So going to health.mil can get you all of those. And, of course, I know that you like to engage with your listeners on Twitter. I'll be following the conversation there, and I'm happy to reply and send links out there as well. But all these are free, and they're made for you. They're made for your listeners. So take advantage, try them out, see if they work for you. They're not one size fits all, but these are good, and they're made by experts. And we want to keep improving them across time, so let us know what you think.
Well, this is excellent. And, Julie, thank you so much for joining us this evening and sharing about all these fantastic resources from the DOD's Military Health Podcast programs. It's been a joy, and I'm encouraged and empowered and really excited to check all this stuff out and wouldn't know about it otherwise.
Thank you so much. Please have us on again. We love the work you do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your engagement and support. We appreciate it. Listeners, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Next week, August 6, 2018, we'll be taking the night off since school will be starting soon, and many of us have children a variety of ages, so we need to get our game face on and gear up for back to school. But we will be back the following week, Monday, August 13, 2018, when our featured guest will be Siobhan Fallon, talking with us about her new novel, The Confusion of Languages. It's going to be another great show. You don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, you could join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors, or follow along on any of our social media outlets, such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
We are your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network's core team, signing out.
Thank you for tuning into Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. And inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD,
any local government, or their agencies.
Until the next episode, head over to ArmyWifeNetwork.com.
Your interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives.